The director, Special Projects of the National Communications Authority, Major Emmanuel Ousuadanse, has urged those who have not yet registered their SIM cards and those whose registration are still pending to go and register before the 3rd of next month. Major Ousuadanse noted that the registration is free and there will be no need for anyone to lose his or her number. He said this on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Focus.
It's absolutely free. Everything connected with this registration has been made free from the inception. You going to the agent or the service provider's office to register, you even checking whether your registration has gone through, they are all free. Today we have a toll-free number 400, which is a short code. You text to it and it will tell you whether your registration is validly done or it's not done or there's problem. And they will tell you, go and re-register. It doesn't take up to 2 minutes. Your phone will bring a message back to you saying that your number has been registered. Some of them will even give your name by which you registered to you yourself. It's not going to other person and will tell you you have registered. If there's problem with your registration, the same message will tell you that maybe the confirmation of your registration is still pending. Please go to the nearest service provider and re-register and will indicate the IDs that you need to use for this registration. I would like to remind people about the IDs, which are so important. We have 5 IDs that you can pick any of them and go and register. So, for instance, if you have problem with one, you can change and use the other one to go and register. And the 5 are the passport, driver's license, voter's ID card, the national ID card, and the last is the national health insurance card. The national health insurance card is what is required, not the district health insurance card, your health insurance card, the national health insurance card. The point is that these 5 IDs are national IDs that have national databases. And again, people will also have to understand that workplace IDs are not acceptable.
Also appearing on the program was the Deputy Director, Corporate and Consumer Affairs of the NCA, Malko Zomelu, who educated the public on how to check whether their SIM cards have been validly registered.
Going around the country, some people call into programs to tell you, well, we're trying to send a short code to 400 and we are not being able to do it. Some people dial instead of sending a text, blank text, to the short code. We notice that some people rather dial. No, you send a blank text to that short code. Some people too have very sophisticated handsets. The very sophisticated handsets, sometimes when you send a text, the blank text, you ought to put something in the message box. Could be a space, just a space. You just create a space before the send signal will show for you, or your own number. You put your own number in that blank box before that send, because if the send is not there, there's nothing to press. You understand? Those are some of the challenges that we notice people had. So if you use a handset that is sophisticated and you apparently have problems with noticing the send thing, just do a blank space or send your own telephone number in that blank space. Nothing else. It will go. Another thing, the 5 IDs that you need to use to register. There's a provision made. If you don't have any of them, your father, your mother, your brother, a friend you trust, who trusts you, goes out there with his or her valid ID, registers in his or her name, that number. Now, when you are able to acquire your own ID, you go with this friend, brother, father, whoever,
and change it.
And you do a change of ownership into your own name, because then you have an ID. Remember, the spirit behind this is that every number ought to be identified with somebody.
On whether there is a way of getting one's stolen phone back, Major Ousuadanse said due to an equipment attached to each mobile phone, there is the possibility that a stolen phone can be retrieved.
There is a way. Every equipment that you put the chip inside to operate on a switch, that equipment's identity, there's an identity there that it records. And therefore, it could easily be detected. We have a particular type of equipment attached to all the switches, which records all those things.
Explaining further, Mr. Zomezo says there are other processes to be followed in order for one to get his or her stolen phone back.
First of all, you report a loss of your item. You do that report to the police. The police will then direct you, you go with the police to the court, right? And then an official, a justice of the court, could be a magistrate, could be a judge, will then give the directive in writing. And it can only be done because you, as Mr. Odrosafu, identifies with the number. You have an identity that suggests that that number is yours. So all that proof is given the court, and the court then directs that the operator ought to go through a certain system.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program, Focus, which discussed the deadline for SIM card registration across the country.